The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
From Embracing My Inner Alien, a column by Kevin Schaefer. My 3-year-old niece, Lily, sat next to me, absorbed in the pages of her Frozen coloring book. On my right, my dad also was busy coloring an elaborate picture for her and her baby brother. Back when Lily was born, my parents converted a small living room area in our house into a playroom. It's filled with children's books, a table with art supplies, and almost as many toys as I have in my home office. As the three of us sat around the table on a lazy Sunday afternoon, I contemplated whether or not to participate in this activity. I knew that Lily's attention span would shift within minutes, and she'd be asking me to watch a Disney movie with her in no time. Still, a feeling of nostalgia crept over me. And at that moment, I wanted nothing more than to pick up a colored pencil and start doodling. Due to the progression of my SMA, I lost the ability to regularly handwrite years ago. I now do all of my work on my laptop and phone. While I love the capabilities of modern technology, I do miss the sensation that comes with putting a pencil on paper. And while I was never an aspiring illustrator, I loved to draw as a kid. I'd fill pages with sketches and storyboards, and I frequently doodled at school whenever I got bored in class. Recently, my maternal grandmother found some old drawings I did when I was 12, which she'd kept for sentimental purposes. I laughed and cringed when she texted me these images. Seeing them made me glad that I pursued writing comics instead of drawing them. Still, as I sat and watched Lily press multiple crayons against the paper in front of her, I wanted to be more than an observer. I decided to ask my dad for some pencil and paper, and just give it a go. It was unlikely that I'd have much success, but I refused to spend this time scrolling through social media feeds and emails on my phone. Since starting Spinraza almost 3 years ago, I've done regular occupational and physical therapy evaluations to track the treatment's effects on my body. One of these tests requires me to draw a line through a maze on a piece of paper. The first time I tried this, I was unable to finish. No surprise to me. Eventually, however, I managed to not only complete the task, but also to do it with more ease each time I went in for an evaluation. With this in mind, I sat in the playroom with my colored pencil, eager to create something by hand. It took more energy than I anticipated, but I managed to draw a small stick figure on the edge of the sheet of paper. I was trying to draw Olaf from Frozen, but it came out more like a snowman reject from the Rankin-Bass Christmas movies. The ability to freely draw and handwrite is something I miss. As I said, I'm grateful for modern technologies, but I also don't want to have to stare at electronic screens all day. Even though it's difficult for me to turn the pages, I still push myself to read physical books as much as possible. Likewise, I wish I could still handwrite more than a few letters or draw more than a tiny sketch without wearing out. Alas, living with SMA requires constant adaptation. While I can't move my hands like I used to, this scenario reminded me to still treasure the little things. I'm Kevin Schaefer, columnist and forums director for SMA News Today.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today forums moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today forums moderator and blogger. I hope you've had a chance to check out our forums at smanewstoday.com/forums. We've got a lot of great conversations going on in our community. One topic is setting boundaries with caregivers. Depending on your situation, this can be a bit tricky. Brianna linked an article she wrote about necessary boundaries between her and her father, who is her primary caregiver. I encourage you to check it out. My latest video has been posted regarding putting together a hospital bag, as well as Michael Morales' recent video talking about differences between Evrysdi and Spinraza. Although they may seem similar, there are key differences. Knowing these differences can help make an informed decision regarding treatment. Keep an eye out for my vlog on the Jayco robotic arm demo. It was a fun one for me. Kevin recently posted about the arrival of autumn. Of course, it prompted him to reflect on all of the things he missed out on this summer because of, you know, the thing that disrupted everybody's lives. It wasn't all bad, though. He had time to create a character for his graphic novel, catch up on reading, and connect with family and friends online. How have you made the best of it? Are you looking forward to fall? We'd love to hear from you. head on over to the forums again at smanewstoday.com/forums to chime in on any of these topics or to create one of your own. That's all I have for you today. Stay safe, stay healthy, and have a good day, everyone. We'll talk again soon.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.